this is keeping it real with Henry Fiona and Craig. Oh shit!
I had to do some tactical breathing there, so we're
tactical
all
tactical or yep,
good. No, it's tactical. That's okay. How you do tactical all right. breathing. Hmm. It's all good.
Okay. So
almost peed, but I'm okay.
Oh boy! Wow. Okay. So I had the flu, and I was actually out of the gym for the better part of 2 weeks.
Hey, what about our drinks?
Oh, you're drinking,
son of a!
You're drinking.
Yeah, I've been drinking for the last. I don't know.
Aren't we all?
You're just right into this.
We've all
like,
been drinking.
Screw the beer. Screw the wine. We're going right to the freaking podcast. Like,
okay.
No,
what
the
are you
whole
drinking?
Idea is we're supposed to freaking review. You're drinking Guinness.
Oh, that's
Irish,
all we need to talk
that's
about.
Irish beer. Guinness, yeah. Established 1759. And I've been there.
We have
I
been
knocked
there.
On
St. James Gate. You didn't
yes.
even know.
I,
you didn't...
I thought it was James. St. James. I had to put the saints in front of it. St. James Gates. Gates. There's only one gate. There's two gates, but one's
Saint
on one.
St. James Gate.
St. James
Gate. You took a picture of me in front of St. James
yeah.
Gate. Yeah, and it is the most expensive pint you will ever taste.
Yeah, Jesus, you had to go through
it
the whole.
Is worth
it was like
it.
A 2-hour tour to get to the top.
That's okay.
It was like It was like £15 to do the tour.
No, it was euros.
Oh yeah, that's right, because it was Ireland. So it was euros. You get to
I
the
was
top,
like, but
and
no,
then you had to wait
5 minutes.
They pour it, and you had to. Maybe it was 20. It was £20.
It's like Jack and Victor.
What? No, it's euros.
Euros. Whatever the hell. Like, geez. Euros.
My God.
Pounds.
Like
whatever.
Jack and Victor going through the whiskey.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. That, what was that? That was, they stole that, Clark Gable.
We love our Brit
what
comms.
Was Sean Connery?
Brit comedy.
Sean Connery.
Anyways, it does taste better in.
Yeah, it did taste a lot better.
But we also were sleep deprived. Because that was the first thing we did when we got to Ireland. Anyways, Fiona, so is it good?
Yeah, it's good. I like Guinness. It's all cool. It's not as good as it was in Ireland.
You know what you need to do is you need to take a
can different than
go back to Dublin and then
try
it and
yeah.
just do a taste
I like
test.
To take one.
I bet they would frown a lot on that one. They might have an issue with that.
Maybe I.
Yeah. I think they change it here, yeah.
Okay, well, because it's, I think it's actually brewed here. Or maybe it is. No, maybe it's. I don't know.
Brewed in Ireland.
Brewed in Ireland. Well, it's legit. Okay.
It's just been sitting so long.
All right. Fiona and I are in France.
Mm.
We are drinking Le Fat Bastard. That's French.
Is that what it is? Really?
It's like Le Fat Bastard. It's a Shiraz.
Got a big old fat hippo on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's French for fat bastard. El Gordo.
You just put L in. Le Fat Bastard
makes it sound really fancy.
And if you put L mm-hmm. in front of it,
it's El Gordo.
Yeah, El Gordo.
El Gordo.
That's Spanish.
That's Spanish.
What's El Gordo mean?
Fat bastard.
Oh. Gordo. Fat.
Okay.
Yeah. Le Fat Bastard, a fabulously bold character infused with sheer joie de vivre and sourced from sun-drenched southern French vineyards. A generous and full-bodied Shiraz with fruity and spicy flavors and subtle vanilla hint. It is delicious. So
I don't know how they always do this, right? Subtle vanilla hint.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you drink it, is there not subtle hints of caramel in your Guinness?
No, it's just beer.
Oh, no, it's not just beer. Oh, my God.
It is. No, there is. There is hints of vanilla, yeah, a little bit of coffee,
a little peat, you know, like there's some good stuff
nice
going
and
on
black.
There.
It's like motor oil. Yeah,
it is the original stout.
It's yeah, really
it's got
a widget.
It's cold.
It's got a.
That's why I have to open it before the podcast or.
And it's also got, you know, a 900-year lease on the property.
That's right.
Wow.
Good job.
It's not quite done yet.
Mm-hmm. It's not quite done. We will not live to see the end of that lease expire.
No.
Okay, so we record two podcasts in a row, so just so you know, like, I'm still recovering from the flu, but I took almost 2 weeks off for the first time in 26 years of being in business.
Henry was sick.
I mm-hmm. was bad sick.
Kicked your ass.
Oh, my God. Right. I have never, ever been so sick in my life.
Greg did not sleep,
but I had some amazing coaches who stepped up and took over, so nobody...
I was couch bound and down.
I was couch bound and down. I was bed bound.
Oh,
yeah.
You were on the bed. I got the couch. Seems like every time I got the couch. Doesn't matter what happens. Greg, you got the couch.
And then the dog wanted to sleep with
and
you.
Then the dog's got the couch with me on the couch, and then I have to sleep on the floor pretty much.
No, you didn't sleep on the floor. So I was at the gym in the morning on the 29th of January, and then by that, because I was feeling crappy the night before. Like, you just feel like it just hit me.
Yeah,
like almost were, said, like bad, almost to yeah. the time. Like we were watching America's Funniest Home Videos because that's what we do on Sunday. Because we funny. Just it is pretty funny. I like watching people do dumb shit.
And you started.
I didn't went, start coughing. No, I just kind of like,
downhill. You just
I said, you know, I don't feel good. And yep. then I coached the morning, had a personal training client at 11, texted you, said, I'm going to walk Dinkus and go to bed. And I didn't even walk Dinkus. I just went right to bed.
Went right to bed.
And then yeah. that was me for like two solid days.
Tall, wow. Yeah. She was crushed. I came home at 2 o'clock.
And I didn't.
Work and she wasn't even up yet. I'm like, what's going on?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Hadn't seen that before.
No.
For you to say that you don't feel good?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Huge.
You don't well, I mean, like, really if you get a sick. Cold, you get, like, you just muddle through, right? Like, yeah. it's just what you do, right?
But there's a difference between cold and flu.
Oh, yeah.
And how it knocks you back.
So then right? I coached that morning. You took over. All my coaches took over mm-hmm. Monday afternoon, well, the girls Tuesday.
Are great, yeah.
Nicole took over Wednesday morning, which was fantastic because I was going to cancel classes. And then Thursday, I went back to work Friday morning.
Yeah.
But then after that, I was kind of done again.
So, yeah.
But yeah, like, I, like, for
so
me.
So, what symptoms did you have?
I had fever. Geez.
Yeah.
I had chills. Fever of 103 chills, for about 3 or 4 days.
Chills and then hot flashes and then.
Well, no, yeah. I was just, yeah, I was cold. Then I was, like, it was hot. Feverish.
Yeah.
I went to bed with my, like, track pants and a sweater.
Had everything on.
I had everything on.
Wow.
I had a shower on Monday night. I cranked it fully. I'm like, this is shower's too cold. And I mean, I like it burst into flames hot anyways.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
It sets like, off the
no, smoke that alarm. Was in the yeah. old house. I set yeah. off the smoke detector because of steam. But yeah, like I couldn't get warm. And then like, I just like, yeah, the aches, the headache, like it was yep. just like, it was the oh. flu. It was full on. Oh, it was boy. Gross.
Gross. Yeah.
Yeah, and so then, like, so that was Monday,
and then
Tuesday.
Every night we'd go to sleep, and then I'd, like, she'd start hacking, and I'd say, okay, I gotta go to the couch. Next night, I think, maybe I'll get a good night's sleep tonight. Nope, go to the couch. And go to the couch.
Yeah, it was a rough couple weeks.
Go to the couch.
So then Thursday, so this was, like, so we had February 2nd, so that was February 1st, I thought, I can get up, I can walk the dog, yeah. I put on pants. I made it a block and a half, and I turned around, and I went home, I said, Greg, I can't. So I texted Teresa, can you coach tonight? And because you had CrossFit yeah, Kids starting.
I missed
the CrossFit Kids start.
Yeah. Mm.
And all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then I coached Friday morning, but I just went home and went right back to bed.
And ever since, she's been sounding like Selma from freaking The Simpsons. Hey, how you doing?
I've had a few darts.
Smoking a couple darts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like... And the thing is, like, I'm so used to being busy and active and to sit on the couch for, I could not move. Like, I could not believe how headachey and achy and just fatigued.
It's amazing how your body just tells you.
Yeah.
You're done.
Yeah.
Like, you need to stop doing what you're doing.
Well, and it doesn't.
And I think that's the big thing too. People don't realize that when that happens, you got to take time to recover from it. You can't just, I'm just going to muddle through it. Cause I know I've done that before. Remember when I had pleurisy?
Oh my goodness.
I went 2 weeks with being sick.
And I said, thought, like, wow, you need to see a doctor.
My heart rate's going right through the roof. I got a headache, everything like that. So, I don't know what's going on. Went to the doctor. Oh, you got walking pneumonia. I'm like,
my God.
You know, so. Yeah.
Well, it was like the late Dr. Dunlop. Or is he still alive?
That was Doc Dunlop. Dr. Yeah. Dunlop. Yeah.
He's like, you've got pleurisy. Like, he basically called you a dumbass.
Yeah. He says, what are you doing? I said, I don't know. Like,
I got to work.
I got to work.
Like, no, you do not need to work.
I got
to
work. Yeah. So what do you do?
Yeah. Wow. How long ago was that?
Oh, we were just dating. So that was last century.
Back at, when we were back at underneath the last century.
Like 1990.
Before the moon landing. Yeah. No.
1996,
97. 97, yeah.
Well, do you think? Because we were talking about how many times. Like, I've had strep throat twice since we've been together.
Yeah.
Once just before we got married, and then one.
One when we were married. We were still at the apartment.
No.
Yeah, you had it when we were at the apartment. Yeah.
I don't think I had.
Yes, you did.
Okay, all right.
Yes,
I did.
You did.
And then when we were on Dilts Road. And,
yeah. So you've had that three times. Three times.
In like 26
years.
26
yeah.
years,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's the same with us, though. We don't get sick very often.
No.
But when we do, it's kicks a doozy. Our
yeah.
ass.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it's
bad.
A doozy. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like you can.
And that's most healthy people. That's how it works, right? If you're going to get sick, it takes forever to get sick. But then when you do, it's usually a good one.
Knocks you on your.
You've probably worn yourself down a little bit, right? From working out or something else.
Even if you haven't. Like, I mean, I wasn't feeling, I felt fine before all this shit happened. Yeah. Like, you know, I mean, you could be diligent with hand washing and eating right and getting fresh air.
It's still going to hit you.
It's just a matter, like, inevitably, so, you're going to get something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
If you get a little bit put under some stress, maybe that kind of is a bit taxing on the body too, right?
Well, I mean, you and I are with kids all day. Like, you got these little snot factories, like, moving around all day, like, every day. Yes, like, every day there's one, I gotta go to the nurse, kind of, just like, oh, okay.
You just have a cold.
Like, you got a cold, relax.
Like, well, I know when we had the Taekwondo, like, we would start the week after Labor Day, and by the end of September, early October, we would both get a little bit of a cold, but we would never get anything.
Nothing spectacular.
Nothing spectacular.
But, yeah, because, like, every one of them.
Touching everything.
Yeah, and
oh, gosh.
Not washing their hands.
They got snot running down their nose or the upper lip, like the whole time. It's like, really? Like, freaking come on.
Yeah, it is. It's true.
I think Fiona's going to talk about that one.
Notes.
How do you bounce back from illness?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, it is a good one. So, this whole flu thing, so people mistake the flu with, like, a gastrointestinal issue. So if you have the flu, there's no barfing, there's no diarrhea. It's just straight up chills, muscle aches,
fever, fatigue.
Like, you can't do anything. Like, I was looking at all the tumbleweeds from the dog, and I'm like, I don't even have the energy to talk to that. But so, and I lost 5 pounds with that illness, which is a lot for me.
Yeah.
And for most people, it's water weight. And so for me, it would have been a little bit of water weight, but muscle mass too, because your body will hold on to body fat because it's not metabolically active compared to you.
And you're not eating. So it's hanging onto something.
Yep.
I was pretty much living on yogurt and one egg. Yeah. The one day I asked you to...
I made eggs for us, and you only had like a little
one,
bit.
And then one. I had the one day I had you get me soup and stuff, but soup, I was hardly eating. But you don't have any appetite.
No.
So I know you've got a list that's related to this as well.
Well, it was from AIM Human Performance website, and it says 4 tips for returning to exercise after being sick. So tip one was saying isometrics, which I was not very familiar with. That is,
that's more or less muscle on muscle, like, well, your, like, contractions, calisthenics, like, you can do the plank and stuff. Isometrics is more like tightening up the muscles and holding and breathing through it and stuff like that. So yeah, I could see that a little bit.
And if you've been in a situation, say, like, pneumonia, where you've been kind of maybe bed bound for a lot longer than the standard flu, you can squeeze your muscles, and that's a way of building muscle. Yep. And I mean, it's very, and I say, like, plank, you could, like, say, we, like, wall sits, those kind of movements are isometric.
Yep. Oh, okay.
Yeah. We do them at the gym. Yep. Yeah, we do them.
Wow. Well, that's cool. And then it says a 50% rule. So when you're ready to start back to the gym, it's important to ease back into workout so that you don't overdo it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. And actually, that's pretty much what I've done. So I had 2 weeks where I didn't do anything. So I came back to the squats and push press one.
Yeah.
So it was 50 air squats and then the 5 push press, and the RX weight was 65. I only did 45.
So do you 50% the reps?
So for
too,
me, no,
or
I
just the
just
weight.
Did I
the
cut
reps
the
were
weight?
The same, but you cut
the reps
the weight,
were the same, but I cut the weight because I knew that I couldn't do the 65 and I would be there too long. So I cut the weight down. But even that was like, holy crap, like, felt like I was dying. So then instead of, like, normally my workout schedule would be usually a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, take Thursday off, do Friday. Or sometimes, depending on the week, I would do 5 in a row and then take the weekend off. I just did Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Yeah, you did 3.
And then I'll do that again. Even though this will be after, like, a week late, I'll still, like, do that next week too. I'll do, like, a Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Yeah, just to get you back into
it. Just to get back into it.
Just so you're not burning it out. Like, because then that could weaken that, you know.
You're already tired. Oh, Sabrina's making an appearance again. What's your next thing on the list here?
Basically, kind of counts the same as a 50% rule. Yeah. Is ease back in.
Yeah.
Well, even, like, walking the dog was fatiguing. Like, today we went for a hike at Dundas Valley, and that actually felt really good. But at the same time, by the end of the day, I'm getting cooked. Yeah. So
yeah, it mentions about your body may require more rest days between workouts.
For
so that's pretty much what you had done with the 3 days.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's just something you're going to have to do to kind of listen to your body and which is tip number four.
Listen to your body. Yeah. You know, it's really easy to fall back because you want to get back into.
Especially if you're a hard charger and you know, you want to get back into it quick, it's real easy
not
to get
me at
back
all.
And,
oh, and huge.
And then like freaking go hard again. Well, because you're used to doing hard
we're
on
used
that
to being
work.
Busy all the
busy
time.
All the time, right? And it's real easy to fall back into that position. But yeah, you gotta kinda dial it back a little bit.
Yeah. That's hard. That's actually really hard for me.
I have a hard time with that. Like, wow, how many times have I done that when,
I'm good.
And
I know. And it's like, oh, I'm feeling good. But then it's like,
then you overdo it.
You overdo
and
it.
I feel like a bag of shit afterwards. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I mean, like with this flu, there's also the cough that lasts for weeks.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah,
well, you've had 2 weeks
of
it now.
And the gravelly voice that's still going on because I sound like Selma from
The old phone sex voice.
I was just going to
say. Do people do phone sex anymore?
Yeah. I don't know if they do phone sex anymore. It might be internet sex now. Yeah. Internet sex.
My goodness, Craig. Why do you know about that?
I don't know. I'm just
I don't know. I don't know. But you can work out with a cold, keep your regular routine.
If the cold's in your head, working out is decent. If the cold's in your chest, you want to kind of dial it back a little bit. Cause
that's like if you've got muscle aches and fever, stay home.
Stay home. If you got pink eye, stay home.
Pink eye's got nothing to do with any of what we're talking about. Pink eye's just gross.
Yeah, the guy come to work, like freaking that works at, you know, at work, and he come to work with pink eye. I'm like, no.
Take a picture,
and then it ran through the whole freaking barracks.
It is. It's contagious.
Dude, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You freaking...
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So if somebody farts on your pillow, you're probably going to get pink eyes. Stay at home. Like, I'm just saying. That's all you got to do.
Like, don't come to work. That is a reference from something that happened quite a long time ago. Might have involved Sabrina. We're not going to say.
No,
I didn't get pink eye there.
No, you did not
get pink eye. I got strong immune system. I didn't get pink eye. So I'm good, right?
I just laughed because we were using the internet and the one room, and Sabrina's like, yeah, I farted on your pillow, Greg. I'm like, great.
Awesome. Yeah, I know.
It was a loud one from what I can remember.
Remember that? Like,
she's a class act, so we love her regardless.
Sweet baby Jesus,
So listen to your body, number one, and which is, I mean, I'm listening because clearly I sound.
Some people listen, and some people say, "Nah, oh,"
and then they end up getting just backsliding.
It'll drive that, you know.
Just takes that much longer to feel better.
That's right. Yeah.
I had to laugh because Kelly's like. Yeah, it was weird not having you, but it was kind of great. I'm like, because you guys coached a lot. It's like,
yeah, they got to coach, which is good.
But I mean, my coaches are amazing. I am so grateful. Like, I never had to worry.
I'm happy with all
the music.
Well, did Kelly do a little dancing? I know.
A little too dancey for me.
Let's take the bubblegum rock off.
I know. I come in like the one night, and Yolanda had like a dance party going on. I'm like, what?
Come on, where's the classic
like
rock?
When the Aussie comes on, we turn the radio up. Like, this is how it goes.
You gotta have that angry music on to get through
a workout. It's motivational.
I can't go through freaking a workout with freaking Taylor Swift on
Was it Taylor Swift?
I don't know.
Is this
know.
What happened I when remember. I was not? Oh,
no, there was some shit on the radio.
There was some I recognized and mostly not.
I had to wash out those speakers.
I don't care. They were great.
Really
we have
good.
Fantastic
they were really good.
Coaches.
I'll just say I had to take alcohol swabs to the
really?
Speakers yeah to
they were they felt they were, they were a little
violated
yeah. Oh my,
felt like they got bent over a little bit and get the what for to got
really?
Shown the 50 states yeah
wow
so, yeah it was like I come it's like what is this come on no
well I promise not to take like a week and a half off from
that's all right if everybody's into that that's fine I mean if you hate our music and our music sucks like I'm sorry but I can't work out to like freaking Taylor Swift's freaking you know or what's the other one Call Me Maybe because that was on one on like, what are you doing like come on that's a hard no like that doesn't really spark me up to doing thrusters or something like that. Like I gotta have like
I'm a little old school that way.
Yeah,
Master of Puppets. You know, like All right,
there's an episode.
AC/DC, freaking.
We're just gonna just talk about our favorite workout music.
Yeah,
so, and it's not gonna be country.
It's gotta
and
be
it's
a little
not...
angry. It's gotta be a little drill to it. So we're just saying
that's a side.
Sorry,
it's okay.
I'm sorry.
If you're sick and you've got a cold, come to the gym. But if it's aches, pains, and weak
feet, if it's in your head, if your cold's in your head, you're good.
Above the neck, you're good. Below the neck, stay home.
Yeah, stay home. And if you got the shit, stay home.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, yeah, I don't want you to.
If you're puking, stay home.
I don't want you doing thrusters and all of a sudden have to do a boom boom. Because that's not cool either. So I'm just saying, like, you got to run to the toilet. That's not the day to be at the gym.
Although we do have a pregnant lady and she has been running to the bathroom. Yeah. That's a whole different story.
Well, that's a whole different story. Yeah.
That's out of her control.
Yeah, that's not a.
But Taco Tuesday.
That's not, yeah.
And heavy squat Wednesday. Yeah, does not go together.
Wet fart Wednesday.
But that's got nothing to do with the original topic.
No.
No, that's right. You're off topic. I didn't.
No, you started with the music the girls coming in with.
Fiona started with the music.
Yeah, she didn't like it. All right. So that's it. Okay.
Not my favorite, but that's okay. They were great.
We can do it. Yeah. Our coaches are awesome. Yes. I love all our girls.
And you should come to Grand River CrossFit because we have awesome coaches.
That's right.
And they took over while I was gone, and we didn't miss a beat. So
they're crazy as hell.
Yeah, but we love them that way.
That's right.
All right, there you go. That's another episode. Keep it real. Nairi, Fiona, and Greg.